Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the Secretary of Labor, Julie Hsu, and she is continuing the long-standing tradition of labor secretaries joining us on Make It Plain the day the jobs report comes out. And we said we wanted to do this, so here she is. So welcome, Madam Secretary. How are you today?
Thank you so much, Reverend. I'm so glad to be with you. And I'm good. We have a very good jobs report to talk about.
Well, let's start there. Everyone, based upon the last one, we had a lot of anxiety. We were concerned. The so-called forecasters weren't expecting this, but it happened. This is good, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. I mean, 254,000 jobs created last month. At the same time, the unemployment rate remained at 4.1%. That means it has been at near or below 4% for the longest stretch since you and I were born. This is a very, very strong report as is part demonstrating a very strong economy. Now there's been over 16 million jobs created since President Biden and Vice President Harris came into office. Most people, when we got here, said that was not going to be possible. Remember, 4 years ago today, October of 2020, in the last administration, you remember where we were, right?
Yes.
We were in the midst of a global pandemic, right? September back to work was back to school was like back to Zoom, and kids were being told Halloween is canceled. We are in a very different place right now, and it did not happen by accident. It happened because of strong investments, leadership around the economy, and building an economy. Saying we're going to build one that works for everybody.
So help us understand what was the difference between last month's and this month? Was there anything that happened over the past month that helped to make this happen?
No, I'll say it like this. We don't put too much into a single month because there
Right.
could be fluctuations for any number of reasons, right? And we don't always know what they are. That's why we look at the data over, a several month period. And the reality is that month after month for the last, since this president came into office, we have seen job growth. At the beginning, it was red hot, right? It was like 400,000 jobs each month. And most people said, that's too hot. It's going to come crashing down. It never came crashing down. In fact, it transitioned exactly as we wanted it to into this sort of steady, stable growth that we've been seeing now for the last couple of years. Again, many people said, "Oh, you heard questions like, will there be a soft landing or a recession?" This is the very definition of a soft landing.
No, that's good news. And the labor force participation rate has remained high too, hasn't it?
Exactly. Because one reason why the unemployment rate might be low is that, people aren't in the job market. That is also not what has been happening in this economy. People have come into the labor force. You and I have talked about this before. Women in particular, women of color, have been in the labor force at record numbers. And so people are in the labor force. They're looking for jobs and they're finding them. Now, some of them are taking a little bit longer to find them. So that's a reality. And that's why we have to continue to do the work that we are doing of trying to, connect people to good jobs. I was recently in Pittsburgh, met with Mayor Ganey this week, where they are, building with together with us what I call the opportunity infrastructure, right? Roads and bridges that are going to connect everybody to a good job. Earlier, I was with Mayor Dickens in Atlanta, where we announced their commitment to these good jobs principles. We have to make sure that all the jobs that are being created, it's not just the number of jobs that matters, right? You and I know that. It has to be a good quality job. That's really core to our vision. That's what we're seeing happen in this economy. And when we do that and make sure that everybody, those who face, systemic long-time barriers to participation can get in, that's how we really build equity and prosperity.
And that's important when you speak of women in co of color, particularly Black women, because we recall during the pandemic, Black women suffered the greatest job losses.
That's right.
So good to know they're back in. Also, overall African American unemployment, all of our lives, for those of us who've been alive as long
That's
as I
right.
have, Black unemployment has always been double white
That's
unemployment. This
right.
is the first era where that is not the case.
Exactly, Reverend. That's a really important point. Again, we do have more work to do to continue to
Yes.
bring that down. But you are 100% right that this is the lowest gap in unemployment between black unemployment and white unemployment that we have ever seen. And that also demonstrates that, you know, when we are intentional about breaking down systemic racism, when we are intentional about creating opportunity for all, when we build a strong economy where there are just a lot more jobs, we can move the needle when it comes to racial equity too. And this last month also demonstrated the black unemployment rate went down a little bit again.
Yes, it did. It certainly did. Looking at the numbers, gains this month, 81,000 jobs in education and health. And that's good news, because correct me if I'm wrong, even right after the pandemic, education jobs were still kind of lagging. People were just getting back. Now it's good if those are getting back to normal.
Yeah, it's such a good question. So look at the industries that rose the most in this job report. It's healthcare. Remember, healthcare workers were devastated, again, because of the last administration's complete mishandling of the pandemic. Restaurants, right?
Yes.
Many of them had to, you know, had to close down, stay closed, right? And a lot of small businesses, you know, like lost their business, right? Again, because of a total failure of strategy. In this administration, we've invested big, right? Making sure that we are putting money into workers' pockets, investing in small businesses, and we've seen restaurants grow in this last month. And then, as you're saying, you know, local government, state government, those are the things that people feel the most directly, right? It's whether the potholes get fixed, whether when you go to City Hall to get a permit, you have to wait in line for very long. Just, you know, those, when city and state government jobs go up, it is definitely a sign of the, you know, of real economic strength.
Yeah, no, that's important. So we have leisure and hospitality gains in those regards, construction jobs, business services, retail. Now, I have to ask you, because, you know, you're going to have the other side and the boobers with their commentary. Manufacturing is lagging behind. What are your thoughts about that, and why is that?
Yeah, so you've heard both President Biden and Vice President Harris talk about this, right? We should be able to make things in America again. We can do that. We have the best workers in the world. We've just for too long had policies that offshore jobs, right? And this administration has made and will continue to make investments in bringing manufacturing home. Now, it takes time to reverse decades of underinvestment though, right? I mean, it takes some time to turn things back around. Some of it's already happening. I was just in Lordstown, Ohio, at meeting with workers who had a new union contract. They're making electric vehicle batteries. At that same facility back in 2019, their jobs were gone. The factory was shuttered. They had to leave their families, leave their homes to find jobs. We are turning that around. But the manufacturing jobs that you talk about in this particular report, you know, overall manufacturing jobs have grown by about 700,000 since this administration's been in office. But you have to first build the manufacturing facility before you can hire people into manufacturing jobs, right?
Yeah,
and so you mentioned construction. Construction jobs are up because we are doing exactly that. We are building manufacturing facilities in communities all across this country so we can make things again, make electric vehicles, make semiconductor chips, right? Use manufacturing jobs to grow our economy and to build communities back up again. We are doing that, but you know, those numbers will start to show, but we got to build those factories first, and that's what's happening now.
And speaking of unions and jobs, the port workers strike has ended. That's good news.
Yes, it's good, and it's especially good news because those longshoremen are going to get a record wage increase, right? And that, again, just goes to fundamentally, you know, that's why I'm so proud to be the labor secretary in this administration that has said, workers come first. We want to make sure workers do well. We don't want to build an economy that's all about, you know, this kind of fake idea of trickle down, right? The billionaires keep doing better. And we hope everyone else does well. We're going to make sure that it happens from the bottom up. And so these workers have now got a record wage increase. The longshoremen, they did that. They got that done. But the companies also realize that when you make record profits, the workers who make that possible should benefit too. And these are jobs that are, you know, they're difficult jobs, right? They can be dangerous. And we know that lots of black workers have made, you know, longshoremen, they've used longshoremen, jobs to build their lives, to build generations. And they've also been really important in helping to get this this wage victory. And so now the ports are reopened. I was with some of those longshoremen last night. They were ready to go back to work right away because they wanted to see those ports reopen. They just wanted their fair share. They wanted to be valued. And now, you know, this morning the ports are up and running again, and now the parties will go back to the table to resolve any remaining issues.
Great news, great jobs report. Lastly, the work, the hours of the work week are shortening. A lot of people don't realize that. Wages are up 0.4% over this month. Hourly earnings have risen 4% since this time last year, well above the rate of inflation. All of this is good news.
All of it is good news, right? I mean, it's hard to know exactly what the cause of those, that hours change is, but just you and me talking here, right? We want people to be able to do one job with decent hours, right? And be able to go home to their families, be able to go to their kids, you know, soccer game, their, right, on the weekends, be able to take some vacation. So jobs should not be something where people have to work 70, 80 hours a week just to get by. And so, or, you know, get two or three jobs to do it. And so I agree with you that all these indicators are signs that our economy is strong. You know, leadership matters, moving in the right direction, and we just got to keep it up.
Folks, I said the numbers now, I didn't say number. It, according to the New York Times, the average work week has ticked down to 34.2 hours. That is lower than its long-term average, which may suggest, according to the New York Times, that employers are keeping workers on payrolls even as they ask them to work for a few hours. So this is good news. But as the secretary is saying, we're going to keep plugging away. I know she will. We appreciate the time you've taken with us, Madam Secretary Julie Sue.
Thank you so much, Reverend. Always a pleasure.
Likewise.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.